Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Strawberry fields. Nothing is real.
Wisconsin fields are filled with ripening strawberries. And we will talk about the strawberry crop this hour, where to get them, how to pick them, and the strawberry-licious ways to use them. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, June 18th. How do you like your strawberries? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is John Pinkston, the owner of The Berry Farmer in Baraboo. He also serves on the Wisconsin Berry Growers Board. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So are the strawberries on your berry farmer farm ripening right now?
Right now, we started picking on Father's Day for the first time and completed our second day of harvest on Tuesday. So, yeah, we are just at the beginning of the strawberry season in central Wisconsin right now.
Wonderful. Is this a little later, about on time, or what?
We're about 5 to 7 days later than normal. We've started anywhere from May 30th all the way back to June 23rd over the last 15 years that we've been in business. So this date does move quite a bit.
Yeah. How did the weather of this spring affect the strawberry, growing season?
The strawberries held up fairly well because of all the snow cover that we had for most of the winter. So they really didn't get any of the wind injury that normally is associated with winter injury in the plants and stuff. So everything's looking really good right now.
Wonderful. So by really good, what does that mean? It's they're big, juicy berries?
Yes, yeah. We've got plenty of berries out there. Everything, the plants are loaded with green fruit right now. So, and talking with some other growers around the area, they're seeing the same thing. So it looks like this year is going to be a really good year, and we're getting plenty of moisture, so that should be a plus, too.
Yeah, what about you may not have been hit by those storms in Baraboo, but how does stormy weather like we had in the Madison area affect the berry crop, or, for that matter, the very hot temperatures or very, very warm temperatures we're going to be experiencing this week?
Right. If we get high, a lot of rain during the daytime hours and stuff, that's okay as long as the fruit and plants are able to dry off before into the evening hours and stuff, because that's where most of the disease pressure comes from, is when everything is wet and everything starts to grow a little bit, all the bacteria in the fields and stuff. But in the hot weather, it starts to boost that threat even a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, but the main thing is keeping airflow on the plants, making sure everything, is dry, and that helps quite a bit.
Wonderful. So this is, though, a very short season, isn't it?
Typically, an average farm is seeing anywhere from 18 to 22, maybe 23 days for a total strawberry season. So, yeah, it is relatively short compared to the time of the that you put into them to keep them going.
Yeah, so act fast, especially if you want to pick your own. And are you a pick your own place?
We do both. We do pick your own, and then we also hire about 38 middle school and high school kids to pick for us for our pre-picked operation too.
Oh yeah, all right. So people can just buy them already picked.
Correct. Yep. We have a retail store that we just sell strawberries and peas out of, but we don't have any other produce or anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
I
noticed strawberries for the first time at the Madison Farmers Market this past weekend, and then there was an article in the State Journal saying, any day now, but it sounds like they kind of burst onto the scene.
Yeah, it's kind of we start early, you know, down in Janesville, Kenosha area, and then progress as we go north. We get up into Anago area, and they may be not starting to pick towards the end of June or early July.
Oh, okay.
Because so it does take quite a while to...
It kind of migrates north. But this article mentioned that because of the long, cool spring, and then I don't know if it was the onset of more normal temperatures, that ripening was happening at a similar rate to statewide, but that's not typically the experience.
Well, I mean, everybody's just a little bit different based on where their farm is located, whether they have southern exposure fields or northern exposure fields, or, you know, if there's a lot of trees around it so that the heat kind of builds up a little bit more. So then it'll, you know, obviously the berries will start to ripen faster in those locations versus if you're on a northern slope where it's not getting the direct sunlight or as much intense sunlight, then it slows them down just a little bit. But overall, they all catch up, and once they start to ripen, everything happens automatically. So it's...
All right, so what tips do you have for those of us, myself included, who want to pick some of our own berries?
First thing, I guess, is if you don't know where a farm is located in your area, is to visit the Wisconsin Berry Growers website, which is wiberries.org. And there's a spot on there where you can click on, and you're able to select any geographic area in the state and see all the farms that are available. Next thing would be to contact either that farm, either by their hotline number, the website, or a lot of them on Facebook and other social medias, and just see what their hours are and, you know, when they're open. So that would be the best way to get in touch with everybody.
Yeah, and is there a technique? Is there a best time of day? Any other real practical tips on getting the most of your berry picking experience?
A lot of times, mornings are probably preferred time, just because the fruit is cooler. It's not, you know, been sitting out in, you know, 85-degree weather, and it's just a little bit nicer to pick, too, when the temperatures are a little cooler. Although we have people out here, like yesterday when it was 85 to 86 degrees, still picking all day long. So it's just a matter of, with today's busy schedule, just whenever you can get it fit into your schedule. Mm-hmm. A lot of farms are open from, some of them open at 6:30 and stay open till 8 o'clock at night. So there is quite a bit of time available for most people to get out to a farm and get your strawberries.
We are talking about strawberry season in Wisconsin. It is here, and we are talking about the crop. We're talking about where to find them, and we will talk some on how we can use them. Do you have a favorite strawberry dish or recipe? Share it, please. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you pick your own? Where do you get your strawberries? How do you use them? Let's celebrate the strawberry here on the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with John Pinkston, the owner of the Berry Farmer in Baraboo and a member of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Board. And we are talking about the Wisconsin strawberry season. It's here. We're going to talk about what to do with all those strawberries after we pick them as well, and we welcome your questions. Maybe you grow your own strawberries in your garden. Where do you get your strawberries? Are you a fan of pick your own? And most importantly, what do you do with your strawberries after you pick them? What are some of your favorite ways to use or eat your strawberries? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I know that someone already did post a recipe This was from the Food Network, I believe, and it was for strawberries and balsamic vinegar and ice cream with black pepper on it. I had never heard of such a combination, but I'm going to try it. I'm always looking for new ways to eat strawberries, but ice cream, balsamic vinegar, and strawberries with black pepper. Well, Robin Cherry, my producer-director, was just giving the thumbs up on that one. John, have you ever tried them that way?
I'd say no, I have not.
You sound skeptical.
No, it's something different outside the box.
Yeah. Well, how do you like your strawberries, John?
I guess I'm just simple strawberry shortcake, and that's probably the best way that I enjoy them.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake is one of my faves, too. And I picked up my first pint. I just got a pint of strawberries. I just sliced them up, and I put them on some vanilla ice cream, and that was really good, too. I mean, that's a nice way to do it as well. You know, the strawberries I had, they were not from your farm. They were tart. I mean, are there certain varieties or certain conditions, or are all some strawberries seem to have a much sweeter taste and some are a little tarter? What's going on?
Well, there's probably a dozen or better varieties that are available to growers. And every variety will have a different taste, or even from farm to farm. So even if you were to get a variety called Wendy, which is an early season berry, in our farm it tastes different than another farm up in Ripon or another farm down in Kenosha or even up in Anigo. I think soil and just the climate has a lot to do with the flavor, and also just the soil that it's growing on has a lot to do with it, and as far as when it's harvested, as far as if it was a little bit on the green side, or, you know, a little young, or if it's just a little bit darker, they're generally a little bit sweeter. So there's a lot of things that do affect the flavor of the strawberry, you know, even within varieties. Or the same variety from everywhere. So
yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. That the darker, the sweeter seems to be probably what was going on there. The you know, the other thing I was going to ask you about is in picking strawberries or even storing strawberries. The strawberries at the bottom of my package were a tiny bit mushed. Is there a secret there?
Probably keep them in the refrigerator and don't put them in a big, deep dish, because obviously Wisconsin strawberries are not like the Florida or the California berries that are bred to be a berry that can handle transportation and storage. Wisconsin berries, by nature, they're a softer fruit, they're a juicier fruit, and they just have a much better flavor. So they don't handle, you know, you can't pile a bunch on top of each other because the bottoms, like you say, will get smashed or mushed a little bit.
Yeah. And then how long will they last after you pick them?
If you want to make sure they're dry whenever, I mean, if they're a little bit of moisture on them, something, you'd want to let them, you know, on a cookie sheet, dry out a little bit, make sure all the moisture's off. You can put them in a refrigerator in a shallow dish, probably 7 days, maybe a little bit longer than that, but definitely keep them in the refrigerator, keep them cool. In the low 30s, even the 36 degrees is probably the optimum temperature to store strawberries at to extend the life of them.
Mm-hmm. And what if you want to freeze them?
Freeze, same thing. You'd cap them. You know, make sure they're dry. Some people cap them, quarter them up, and they put a little sugar on them, put them in your, you know, freezer bags, and put them right into the freezer. Other people like to put them on a cookie sheet whole, put them in the freezer, and then put them into your freezer bags. Or we've even had some people that vacuum seal them and really have good success with that, too.
When you say, did you say cap them?
Well, if you take off the green calyx up on the top, that's the the green portion of the strawberry. Whenever you're picking a strawberry, you always want to pick and leave that cap on it, because that prevents, if you were to pull that off, it opens a hole up into the center of the berry. So whenever you're rinsing your berries off, before you eat them, you always want to make sure that those are on there, because otherwise it'll waterlog your strawberries.
Oh, good tip. We are talking about strawberries. Where to pick them, how to pick them, how to store them, how to use them. And we welcome your questions. We welcome your input. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about how to grow them. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, do you love strawberries? Do you have favorite ways to eat them? Share your favorite dishes to use strawberries in. Maybe some old standbys like a strawberry shortcake, or some new ways like the strawberries with balsamic vinegar and pepper, or something else. Do you make jams or jellies with your strawberries? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have open lines for you. And now people are calling in. I knew I could prod people to call in. So let's talk a little bit about growing them. I mean, is this a difficult crop to grow, John?
Yeah, strawberries by nature are not a real aggressive plant that will crowd out weeds. Weeds have a potential to overtake a patch in a pretty quick time. So I guess, you know, that's probably the number one key to growing strawberries, is to keep the weeds out of it for longevity.
And, you know, I tried once in a pot. It was one of those, you know, I just ordered some kind of special pot, and the strawberries were supposed to, and, you know, I think they lasted one season, and then it just didn't work. Weeds were not the problem there, but I guess I just, not sure what the, are they prone to different diseases, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's all different types of diseases, but generally in a strawberry pot like that, if they were left outside over the winter months, they would have froze off, because they're not there's not enough surface area to keep those plants warm, or if they were covered during the winter months. So you'd always have to keep them, you know, covered with straw or something like that to keep the frost from going too deep into the ground for strawberries.
Let's take a call from Carl in Madison. Hi, Carl.
Howdy, Joy. Hey, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I was rather surprised to find out when I was going through, nutrition training, you know, where they're finding out what you can eat and how much and everything else, and, you know, suggested foods. And I was surprised to find out, talking with my nutritionist, that you don't have to be as cautious with sweet strawberries. I don't remember what the instructions were and how much I'm going to have to call up and find out. But what I'm saying is they're sweet, but the glycemic index is in our favor, so we can pig out.
All right, good. How do you pig out on your strawberries, Carl?
Name it and I've done it.
Strawberries on your cereal.
Yeah. Oh, you bet.
Me too. That's one of my favorite ways as well. But well, John, you're not a nutritionist, I'm sure. But do you have any thoughts on the nutritional benefits of strawberries?
Not right off the top of my head. We do on our website or on our brochure that we have out, and also on the Berry Growers website. There are nutritional facts available for strawberries. But I do know there is a lot of recipes out there for diabetic applications, or, you know, recipes for people. So it is a good fruit for them.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl, very much for that information. Yeah, I did notice that you do have quite a few recipes on the Berry Growers website, which we we do have on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have a link there. And you mentioned that strawberry shortcake is probably your favorite way. I mentioned the new way. In our final minute before our news break, John, is there any other thoughts on great ways to use our strawberries?
We have also started to dehydrate our strawberries. They slice them up and they put them in a food dehydrator, and they store beautiful in the freezer. And whenever you want to use them for cereal or whatever, you just pull out a handful at a time, and they taste just terrific. Is one way of extending them other than putting them in your freezer for, you know,
What a good idea. And they're real. They're not like those Special K strawberries.
Correct. Yep.
Which are pretty cardboardy. We are talking about strawberry season in Wisconsin with John Pinkston, the owner of the Berry Farmer in Berry Baraboo. He serves on the Wisconsin Berry Growers Board. And we're welcoming your questions for him about growing strawberries. We're welcoming your questions for him about the crop this year, varieties, how to pick, where to pick, and what to do with your strawberries. What do you like to do with your strawberries? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Strawberry fields, nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever.
Strawberry season has arrived in Wisconsin, but it won't be around forever. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37. Our guest, Berry Farmer, is sharing some tips on finding and picking and using our strawberries. And we welcome your questions and your favorite strawberry dishes or recipes. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Join us as we celebrate the strawberry. Where are the strawberry lovers in Wisconsin? Our lines are open for you. I know that a lot of folks were happy to see strawberries showing up at our Dane County and Madison area farmers markets this weekend. It's a little later than usual for the strawberry to ripen. And typically the strawberry season only lasts a few weeks. So if you love them, you better go get them. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, Vince emails, I like strawberries with cottage cheese and a sprinkling of grape nuts. That's a neat idea, Vince. Thanks very much. That sounds good. And Robin Cherry lets us know that one of her favorite dishes is just sprinkling strawberries with Splenda and stuffing them with fat-free cream cheese. And she's a diabetic, and she says that this is good stuff. So that sounds like another interesting way to do it. So what about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. John Pinkston, our guest, mentioned that maybe a newer way for you to enjoy your strawberries, a way that you can also keep them around a little bit longer, is if you have a dehydrator. Dehydrate your strawberries, and then you can use them well into throughout the summer and beyond, presumably throwing them on your cereal or other items that you want to spice up with strawberries. I am going to try this recipe that was shared by a listener from the Food Network on strawberries with balsamic vinegar and black pepper and ice cream. Of course, there's always the standby, the strawberry shortcake. That's good. Lots of recipes are on the Berry Growers website, which we have linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And here come some more callers. So let's go to Howard in Green Bay. Hi, Howard. What do you like to do with your strawberries?
Oh, well, something that's always worked very well, typically at adult parties, of course, is you pick your strawberries and you make some strawberry shortcake, just like you would any other way, except after you chop up your strawberries, you mix it up. You let them soak in your favorite clear rum for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
About 2 weeks is really just about perfect. And then you glaze them and mix them up in the strawberry glaze and put them out on shortcake, just like you would any other strawberry shortcake.
That sounds divine, Howard.
It's delicious, and it works very well as an adult party favor. And even afterwards, the rum itself turns a beautiful strawberry red and is delicious in itself.
That does sound like a good idea. I've heard about doing that with cherries, with alcohol and soaking cherries, but not strawberries. What a good idea.
Yeah, strawberries and rum, like a nice clear rum of your favorite brand, I guess. Works extremely well.
Do you second that, John?
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
We're getting a lot of other suggestions. Let's go to Linda in Ashland. Hello, Linda.
Good morning. Say, I have a little recipe for bringing berries to a little party or over to a friend's house. And what you do is you take your favorite herb, the fresh ones, and you finely mince it, and you'll bring up a little moisture in your herb by doing that, and then you toss it with some sugar and then roll your berries in the sugar, and then you can lay them around in a little ornamental-looking thing on your platter, and they're beautiful, and they taste really good. And one of my favorites is cilantro.
So you have the cilantro and the sugar on the berry?
Yeah, you put it like in a little shallow bowl and then roll your berry in it and then lay them out ornamentally on your plate. And they're beautiful and they taste delicious.
That sounds beautiful and delicious. Never thought of that either. See, we have really creative listeners, John.
Yeah.
Herbs and strawberries and sugar. Yeah, a lot of people like to put sugar on their strawberries. And I don't know, maybe that is because sometimes they do have a tiny bit of tartness to them. But if strawberries are at their peak of ripeness, do they need sugar, John?
No, they really don't. I think sugar helps kind of break it down a little bit, so it gives you a little bit more of a liquid, a little bit of a juice to go along with it, I think is one of the main things of it. It kind of draws some of the moisture out of the berry itself.
Yeah.
So, like, that's one of the reasons why people do that. But probably the best tasting berry you'll ever have is when it's, warm, 75 or 80 degrees out, and you're out in the field. And that's probably the best berry you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah. That's what I love about the local fresh strawberry is it just does have the taste can't be compared to the ones that you get in, from Florida or California, that those big monster berries, I don't know. They're not terrible, but they kind of have a cardboardy taste to them because they're actually a hybrid, so they can travel far distances, right?
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main characteristics of strawberries that you find in the grocery store, unless they're supplied. There's some grocery stores that do supply Wisconsin-grown berries from farms around the area and stuff like that. But most of them are handling the Florida or the North Carolina or California berries.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend ask me if the berries I bought were organic, and I didn't know because it was a stand. It was just a stand, a roadside stand. It wasn't the Dane County Farmers Market where they actually will, I think most of the time they'll say or they are. Is it easy? Are most strawberries, can strawberries be an organic crop, or are they susceptible to too many diseases?
It can be done. There are some growers out there, and there is a growing movement to go into the organics and stuff like that, but it is a very labor-intensive practice, and there's a lot of fruit diseases that are out there, but it makes it difficult to do that. I guess the best thing you can do if you're not sure is to ask the person selling them or ask the farm that you're local or at, and they'd be more than happy to share their information with you.
Yeah, talk some about how we might choose the right berry farm for us or vendor of berries?
I guess probably the best thing to do is, I mean, you find one that if you want to go in your area or, you know, and if you make, get out on the farm, and if it's a setting that, you know, looks appealing to you, talk to the people, talk to the growers. I mean, everybody out on the strawberry farm is more than willing to take a few minutes and talk with everybody, answer any of the questions you have, any concerns you might have, and explain everything that's out there. The best place to go is the one that you're most comfortable with and the one that you can build a relationship with and have that trust with that grower. And mm-hmm. that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah. Are there certain key questions we should ask?
The pesticide issue is a big one. Organics, just the growing practices, is probably one of the number one questions that we get.
If I asked you, what are your growing practices, John? What's your answer?
Well, a lot of times we use, our farm, we do integrated pest management. So what that means is basically we go out and we scout our fields and we look for insects that are out there that are damaging our crop. We are not an organic farm. We do a limited amount of applications of pesticides, but only when we find a problem or a pest that meets a threshold. So even if we do find a bug that's, let's say, an eastern flower thrip, if we find a couple of them out there and they're not going to do any as much damage, but if you start to find large numbers of that pest out there that can pretty much wipe out the crop, then, you know, then it's time to make an application of something to make sure you eliminate that problem for yourself. But as a rule, a lot of the farmers aren't, you know, just going out like they used to and just making blanket sprays anymore,
mm-hmm.
just because of all the health concerns that are out there and just all the public concern of reducing that in our lives.
Let's take a call from VC in Madison. Hello.
Hi. Years ago, I lived in Exonia, a rural area, and I knew a farmer that had a strawberry plant that just wouldn't yield fruit. Every year, it was getting bigger and bigger, but nothing. And another farmer said, well, it must be starved of nitrogen. So one day, he was coming back from his field in the spring from spraying nitrogen fertilizer, and he dumped a whole bunch on this plant and said, there, you know, you're either going to give me fruit this year or I'm going to kill you. And a few weeks later, the fruit started coming out, and without exaggerating, every strawberry was the size of a softball. I mean, it was like a freak plant. And they were tasty, but any one of them could have fed a family of four. And, I mean, from that point, it always occurred to me that, like, if strawberries need anything, they need nitrogen.
Yeah, well, do you have strawberries the size of softballs, John?
Probably not softballs, but but I guess before you just blanket put nitrogen on everything, nitrogen also creates a lot of vegetative growth. So that means you're going to get a lot of plant growth on there. But the best thing to do before you do that is to start with like a soil test or a tissue test of your plants to see what your soil is lacking or what is available to that plant.
You know, sometimes I do see berries at a market that are itty bitties, and sometimes they're, you know, good size. Is it just a matter of growing conditions that causes that?
A lot of it is variety difference. On any strawberry plant, your what they call the king fruit, which is your first fruit, is generally the largest fruit of that season. And then there's like five or six different fruits that follow that on that same plant. And progressively, as you get through, those do not size up the same size as the king fruit, the first fruit. So you, even on the same plant, you will get multiple sizes of fruit. But the flavor of all of those are the same. And actually, if you're going to make jam or something like that, a lot of the smaller fruit has a higher pectin content.
Oh,
and a
really?
Lower water content. So your jam may not turn out as runny as if you're using large berries.
Well, that's interesting because Jean asked a question about that in an email. I've always wanted to try making strawberry jam. Are there particular strawberries that would work best for that? And you're saying the little ones.
The little ones will actually make a better jam because just they have a lower water content and they have a higher pectin content. So that was, if you're making jam, that's the berry that you really want to get after.
We are talking about strawberries, all things strawberry related, because it is strawberry season in Wisconsin. It just got underway, and we're talking about where to go to pick strawberries or buy strawberries, how to pick them, how to use them, asking you how you like your strawberries. What do you like to do with your strawberries? Have a recipe to share? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is John Pinkston, the owner of The Berry Farmer in Baraboo, who also serves on the Wisconsin Berry Growers Board. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking strawberries for the rest of this hour with John Pinkston, the owner of The Berry Farmer in Baraboo, where strawberries are ripening right now. Let's go back to the phones. Lara in Auroraville is with us. Hi, Lara.
Hi. I just recently discovered a new recipe with strawberries, and I thought it would be perfect to share. You start with a 9x11 dish with a side, like what you might make lasagna in.
Mm-hmm.
And you do a layered strawberry dish with, start with whipped cream, which I do the homemade style with vanilla in it. And then, or you can just buy Cool Whip, frozen. So a thin layer of whipped cream and then graham crackers, and there's honey flavored and chocolate flavored graham crackers to choose from. Cover up the whipped cream, another layer of whipped cream, then cut your strawberries, slice them real thin, and put a whole layer of strawberries down, and then repeat that is maybe two or three more times. And then at the top, on the top, drizzled melted chocolate through maybe snipping off the corner of a plastic baggie if you melt the chocolate in the baggie. And then you have to refrigerate it for about 4 hours so it can set. But when you eat it, you don't even realize there's graham crackers in there. And it's really good. It's very tasty.
It sounds terrible, Laura. No, it sounds so good. I can't believe it. Does that ever sound good? I think I would love the taste of the chocolate graham crackers in there, though. That sounds really good. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
All right. Thanks very much. You wouldn't turn down that dish, would you, John?
No, not at all.
Megan in Mondovia is with us. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Yes, do you have a dish to share?
I do. I recently found a Jell-O shot strawberry recipe where you pretty much just make a Jell-O shot like you would normally, but you core out strawberry and put the Jell-O mixture in the strawberry and refrigerate them.
And the Jell-O shot has a little bit of an adult beverage in it.
Yeah, I guess you can make it with vodka or rum.
Yeah, so instead of a little cup, the strawberry itself is the cup.
Yeah, I personally haven't tried it. I want to do it for the 21st, yeah. But they sound really good.
They sound really good. Megan, thanks very much. And you had a question as well?
Yes, I was wondering if it was a good idea to bring strawberries off the ground. I saw somewhere that you can put them in like gutters, troughs, 3-4 feet off the ground, and I was wondering if the fruit would be too heavy for the plant.
All right, that kind of broke up. A Bangan wants to know how to keep strawberries off the ground, whether it would be a good idea to try to lift them off the ground more, or would the fruit be too heavy?
Like a raised bed or something like that. If they would stay on there, because even down at, if you've ever been to Disney World, they have in their greenhouse, they have strawberries that grow, you know, up in peat bags, and they do hang down below the plant itself. So, yeah, they should stay on the plant.
Good. Thank you, Megan. And I think Megan said that she was going to try those Jell-O shots for her 21st birthday. So happy almost 21st birthday. Let's. We have another growing question. Bob emails, I'm building a grow room in my basement. I would like to grow strawberries year-round. Do you have any information on how this might be done? Can you grow strawberries in a hydroponic system?
Yes, you can. It probably needs a different variety. If he wants to do year-round, you would need to plant ever-bearing strawberries versus the June-bearing strawberries that we have here in Wisconsin. But if any of your seed catalogs or anything like that would have both of those varieties in them.
And you say that in Wisconsin we actually use the June-bearing varieties?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And that's what you have all through the Midwest here. So.
And it's the only time we have strawberry season, whereas other berries, like, I don't know, raspberries, don't they have a spring and a fall?
Correct. You have a summer raspberry and then a fall raspberry. And blueberries are mainly, you know, a July-August product here. And some of the other berries are also just a one crop or one season fruit, too.
Ooh, when are the raspberries ready?
Raspberries are generally round late June, early July, I think, is when they start. And then that's for the summer ones. And then the fall ones usually start August, September, somewhere in there, and go all the way until the frost gets to them.
So in late June or early July, could I come to your place and have strawberries and raspberries?
No, we do not grow strawberries, or excuse me, raspberries.
Oh, okay.
We only have strawberries and blueberries. But if you were to check, if you were looking for raspberries, strawberries, or any other berry, the first stop, I guess, would be the wiberries.org. And all those growers are listed on there, and it also tells what fruit they do offer and what other products they have available for the public.
I'm going to be real quick with Marion in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Marion?
Hi. I want to know how to keep the chipmunks out of my vegetables and fruit.
So how?
I used to be able to put strawberries in a container on the porch, and they didn't come, but then they did. And so now I put everything in whiskey barrels that I raise up on brick. But now this year, they're getting into the whiskey barrels, and they take, you know, a bite out of the fruit, a bite out of a tomato, and leave it, and how do you...
I know those chipmunks are, they eat all of my stuff too. But do they eat your strawberries, John?
No, our fields are all the way, so we don't have any chipmunks in our area here. But we do have, you know, other mice and stuff like that, birds. I don't know. I've heard some people, you know, in situations like that, have used mothballs. I mean, there's all kinds of home remedies or ideas that people have tried and stuff like that, but I've not had that problem yet. So.
And I want to thank, I was just going to get to Brian in Cuba City, but we've run out of time. Brian also likes his strawberries with Splenda so he can taste more sweetness. And he throws the tops of the berries out for the birds to eat. So he's sharing his strawberries that way, at least the tops of them for the birds. Thank you very much, Brian and Marion. And John, thank you very much for being with us. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
John Pinkston, owner of The Berry Farmer in Baraboo. Thanks to Robin Cherry and Christy Taylor. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.